the magical world of mushrooms. Hello, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the host of The Supplementarian, and today we're going to delve into the healing and wonderful properties of mushrooms. And to help me get more in detail about this topic, I have with me my friend, Thomas Terrell. Thomas, say hey to everyone. So,
hello.
Mushrooms, before we get into how amazing they are, I'm going to say mushrooms have different chemical properties, and we will do a series on mushrooms and talk about the different chemical properties you get based on which species of mushrooms you're ingesting. But I will also say, if you are not an expert, we are not recommending you go in the wild and start picking and eating mushrooms, because while some of them have amazing properties that can help us heal and feel better or have more energy or sleep better or less stress and all these different things, there's some that can kill us. So we are not recommending anybody that is not already an expert go try to figure this out on your own, because they have the wonderful properties of healing and deadly properties too. And they have what they have to protect themselves in the wild, and they can benefit us, but they can also harm us. So that being said, we are talking about mushrooms you can get in the grocery store and eat, or ones that you can take as a supplement. And we'll go into some of the supplements that we recommend and why. So that being said, Thomas, tell us what you love about mushrooms.
What I love about mushrooms is just it's a natural thing we have in the environment that we can use. And you can cultivate them, but unless you're an expert, don't do that. But you can use, they can be used for all types of healing properties in your body, and a bunch of good studies have seen that they do really well in a lot of different areas. So that's
yeah. And here at SNS Smoothies and Supplements, we carry a variety of different mushrooms, from shiitake, shilajit, lion's mane when we can get it. That's been high demand, low supply for a while, but we have quite a few of those in. Turkey tail. Help me, Thomas, what's some more of the ones we've got?
Shiitake, turkey tail, reishi, cordyceps. There's all sorts of, those are the main ones we carry in the store and recommend to a lot of people. But yeah, those are, I think that's most of the ones.
And chaga.
Yes.
And so yeah, let's talk a little bit about cordyceps specifically. Cordyceps are one of those things that are in mushrooms, but then we also sell that as a separate supplement. What's the benefits there with the cordyceps?
Cordyceps, they can actually are very good as like a energy booster, and also can help you like maximize like energy efficiency when you're exercising as well. They are often sometimes used in coffee replacements that help with curbing your appetite off of real caffeine that can be a little more harmful. And cordyceps can give you a more of a less stress and not as much as a crash at the end when they taper off. You can't really tell. It's more natural feeling to the body. So.
Yeah, and like with cordyceps here, we have life cycle cordyceps in a liquid form. So we can get the mushrooms in their natural form and ingest them. We also have the liquid supplements, capsules or tablets. And as he mentioned, we actually have mushroom coffee. So some of our coffee is an alternative. It is, instead of having the coffee beans and the caffeine, it has mushrooms and cordyceps in it to give you that boost of energy. So people that are sensitive to caffeine, it is a great alternative. And I can say I personally love the mushroom coffee. We will have at different times a coffee pot made, and you can sample it so that you can see for yourself how you like it. And you just watch the celebration we have for this April. You can sometimes, we'll mention when we're going to sample out the mushroom coffee, and you can try it for yourself and see your taste buds could be fooled. And you can even blend, you know, regular coffee and the mushroom coffee together if you want a less caffeinated drink in the morning, but you still want the same amount of energy. It's a great alternative. So yeah, mushrooms are fantastic. One of the things we love about them is they can help boost the immune system as well. And our immune system is so critical. We all want to feel our best, and we're never gonna feel our best if we're sick. So keeping a good immune system is critical to warding off any illness and stuff in life. So Thomas, what's one of the mushrooms like you take every day?
I mean, one of the mushrooms I take every day is actually lion's mane. And I actually take that for focus and cognitive health for my brain to focus during a busy day. So that's one of my favorite ones. It does a lot. It actually works a lot, and also feeling like less clogged up in my brain and gets it functioning well. So I love taking it, and it's one I've actually seen really good effects as long as you consistently take it. So that's one of my favorite ones right now that I take.
And that's an important point you mentioned too, consistency in taking something. It's not just an overnight and wow, it's changed your whole chemistry. It's a continual taking it and letting this build up in your system to see the full results. It's natural healing, so it is more gradual, but it is also more permanent that way. So it's not just trying to be a quick fix and flip a light switch and then it gets flipped back off. It's a continual process where the body is learning how to function differently, and we're giving it what it needs to function optimally. Yes. So I know for me, I love the liquid mushrooms, so I have a variety here. I've done the entire biohack set. This is the shiitake in it. Then we have the lion's mane here. This one's a liquid, and then the chaga is a spray. So you just spritz it in the mouth. They add a little bit of flavor in it. It's a, I want to say lemon myrtle, yes, lemon myrtle flavor. And then the turkey tail, also a liquid, and the cordyceps that I already mentioned earlier. And there's also a reishi, and the reishi is the one you take at night. So it helps for stress relaxation and better sleep. So it's just about creating a routine for anything you want to do to be healthier and keeping that routine going on a regular basis.
Yes, yes. It's I also like the liquid forms, I feel, are a lot more effective. They also get in your body as quickly it starts reacting a lot quicker. Capsules are good too, but they usually take a little bit longer for you to notice really anything, but liquid can get in your bloodstream and get working a lot quicker. So
yeah, if you're needing results faster, like especially if it's one where you're needing to concentrate, needing to focus, a liquid is a great alternative. But if you just absolutely can't handle the taste of a liquid, then the capsule is the next best. As he's saying, it just takes longer because your digestive system first has to break it down before it absorbs it versus, you know, it's already broken down and then goes into absorption faster. So that's the difference there. But again, that's personal preference. If you're not going to take a liquid, there's no sense in buying a liquid because it's not going to do you any good sitting on a cabinet. It's got to be something that you take and take regularly to see those benefits. But I highly suggest anybody out there that is not allergic to mushrooms, because that's an important thing. You can be allergic to mushrooms. So if you're allergic to mushrooms, don't take them. But if you're not allergic to mushrooms, then start delving into some of the possibilities to help improve your just overall health. And like I said, there's specific ones, and we'll go into more details into those in the future episodes on what they can do to improve your health, whether it's your brain function or sleep or stress or whatever. Each mushroom seems to have its own variety of properties. So, you know, find what would work best for you or what you want to work on for your health the most.
Yes. I often see that I think also mushrooms are they're starting to get more known now, but they have been more underrated as in the supplement department because people have really doesn't know the research that's been done and all the health benefits they actually have. So it's always good to do your research and find out stuff, but it's getting more popular these days for these mushrooms, which also makes it more scarce for us to be able to keep in stock because people want the hotter thing that's going on today. So, but it's definitely worth it in the mushroom world to take a look and be like, maybe this can help me. So,
Absolutely. Come on down, see us at S&S Smoothies and Supplements on Merchants Walk, and we will do our best to help you find the supplement that will make you feel your best and live your best life every day. We'll see you soon.